The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. Israel has rejected the advice, the counsel, almost the warning of President Joe Biden, and they have retaliated against Iran. My first response is, well, of course they did. Are you kidding me? Iran launched 300 or more drones, missiles, ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, 300 into the tiny little nation of Israel. Please remember, Israel is about the size of New Jersey. The state of Ohio is larger than the entire country of Israel. They were attacked by another country, and a huge attack. 300 missiles, drones, etc. The Biden administration said, you shouldn't retaliate. We need to de-escalate this. So just stand down. Just take it. Do you really think that if Mexico launched 300 missiles into California or Arizona or New Mexico or Texas, do you really think that we would not retaliate? Well, under Joe Biden, maybe not. Maybe not. Or if Cuba launched 300 missiles into Florida, Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, and yet the Biden administration said, don't retaliate. Just, we've got to de-escalate this. Just take it. That's ridiculous. Well, Israel has retaliated, but they have done it in typical Israeli way. When the Palestinians launch missiles into Israel, they usually target innocent civilians intentionally, even though Israel has no military facilities in the middle of civilian neighborhoods, unlike Hamas in Gaza. And when Israel retaliates, they do it in a limited and very precise way. Well, that's what they did, evidently. From what we can gather, it was very limited, just a few missiles. We're not sure whether any aircraft were involved. Early this morning, I was reading reports, yes, Israeli aircraft breached Iranian airspace. There are people now saying, no, it was all missiles, cruise missiles or whatever. And the retaliation was limited to one military base in Iran, not even close to any civilian areas, near one of Iran's nuclear facilities. And from what we can tell, at least the reports that are coming out, is that almost all of the missiles projectiles, whatever they were, launched by Israel actually made it to their target and exploded. Now, why is that important? Because 99% of the 300 or so missiles launched from Iran into Israel were intercepted. 99% did not reach their target. From all of the news reports coming out, almost all of the Israeli missiles actually reached their target, and the Iranian air defense was very, very ineffective. Now, you're listening to someone who is not a military expert. I'm not an expert on Israeli military, foreign affairs. I'm not an expert on anything. So this is just my personal opinion. I think their response was brilliant. Now, they could have launched hundreds of missiles as well, and possibly launched us into World War III. But there is that potential, folks. There really is. They didn't do that. Just a handful of missiles. They were aimed at military facilities. The Iranian air defense was very ineffective. And so basically Israel said, we can attack you anytime, anywhere we want. If we want to attack you, we can attack you with precision. And your air defense is not anything like ours. Don't mess with us again. This is just a small dose of what we can do to you if we want to. And as a result, the message that has come out of Iran is, okay, it's over. We attacked you. You attacked us. Okay, it's it's over. That is the message that seemingly is coming out of Iran. Okay, you attacked us. We attacked you. You attacked us. Let's just call it even and forget the whole thing. Now, of course, Iran is going to use their proxies, the Houthis and Hezbollah in Lebanon. They will continue to use their proxies. But I don't think Iran is going to take any further action against Israel. Israel's response was limited. It was precise, it was well planned, and it communicated the message that they wanted Iran to hear. You're no match for us. And they aren't. Now, Iran is much bigger than Israel, but Israel's military is so far advanced compared to Iran. And in a full-fledged war, Iran would have no chance. Unless they have secretly developed nuclear weapons, which is a possibility, and would launch a nuclear strike on Israel. So in spite of the demand from the United States through Joe Biden, Israel basically said, you know what? We know what we're doing here. We're going to defend ourselves. And you kind of take care of your things. We'll kind of take care of our things. And honestly, we can all be thankful that Israel did not listen to President Biden and his State Department. What a difference the world is today compared to to the 4 years of Donald Trump. It's true. We were not facing these kind of things during the Trump presidency.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, a full jury has been seated in New York City for the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump. Evidently, opening arguments will be held on Monday. Now, you need to understand this is completely unprecedented in American history. Completely unprecedented in American history. And you must question the timing. Joe Biden is out on the campaign trail. Donald Trump is going to be sitting in a courtroom. You think the timing is accidental? Other breaking news concerning that, evidently a man just outside the courtroom earlier today set himself on fire. We don't know his condition. He was taken to a local hospital. Those on the scene said that he was literally on fire for almost 3 minutes. He was protesting. We're not quite sure what. Before he lit himself on fire, he was handing out posters and flyers and propaganda. And I'm not sure it had anything to do with Donald Trump. But if you want to see the incompetency of many reporters, pull up the video from the CNN correspondent on the scene when this happened. It is one of the most unprofessional things I have ever seen for an on-the-scene live reporter, particularly from an organization like CNN. The female reporter is hysterical. She keeps repeating herself over and over again when somebody is burning, possibly to death. He was taken to the hospital, and I haven't checked in the last 15 or 20 minutes. They have identified him, but I don't know that they have released his condition. I have no idea whether he actually survived or not. But anyway, that was part of the news in New York City. The opening arguments are scheduled to begin this coming Monday. It's a show. It's a sham. And it is all about, folks, don't be fooled. I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat. Don't be fooled. This is a blatant attempt to keep Donald Trump from being elected. It's not about justice. It has nothing to do with justice. All right, anyway, looks like the trial will officially begin on Monday. It is Friday. Open phones, and we're going to go to Springfield, and I've got Ed on the line. Ed in Springfield, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Yeah, I just heard in the last day or two that the government is trying to get inserted into the documents in the legislature in the U.S. House to make sure we don't have a warrant. And not only that, they will allow the government will take anything they want from you for whatever reason without much excuse. And regarding your comments earlier in the program about Biden being on the budget, I don't think he will have to worry, because I also heard the rumor that he tends on starting a law to stop everything, and because we want to save the environment, and so it's just like a war, And so he may be in presidency forever as long as that law is on. So I don't know what's going on in this world.
No, I don't. And I've heard that too. I don't believe that. And I think what you're talking about is the renewal of FISA, which is a federal program to eavesdrop on American citizens if there is a concern for national security. That's how the Democrats and the FBI got the whole Russia collusion thing started against Donald Trump. It was a FISA court that has expired, and they're still debating whether to renew it or not. If they renew it, will it be revised? Will it be amended and so forth? And there is some need for national security under certain very, very limited circumstances for the federal government to be able to investigate American citizens. Not all American citizens love America. Not all American citizens want good things for America. But it must be incredibly, incredibly limited so it will not be abused as it was to get this whole Russia collusion thing against Donald Trump. Ed, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Things were kind of wild in Washington, D.C. yesterday and on the campus of Columbia University. The president of Columbia University, President Shafiq, was in the hot seat as she was questioned by members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, because of the extreme anti-Semitism on the campus of Columbia. And it's absolutely fascinating that while the president of Columbia is testifying before Congress, New York police had to be dispatched to the campus to break up a potentially violent riot protest against Jews, against Israel, and for Palestine. She was also asked about three Columbia University professors that have publicly made incredibly anti-Semitic statements, including one of the professors after October 7th saying that the Hamas attacks, and remember we're talking beheading, we're talking rape and slaughter, the professor said the attack on October 7th was awesome, awesome. At first, the president of Columbia said, well, they really didn't say those things. And members of Congress, again, Democrats included, read quotes, et cetera, and she finally admitted it. And two of the professors have been dismissed. The other has been removed from teaching responsibilities, but no real concrete assurances that anti-Semitism is really going to be dealt with on the campus of Columbia.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.